It is about time you showed up. You are 2 hours late for your shift. Not only was my coffee not prepared, but there was no breakfast, and the files from last night are still on my desk, yet to be put in their proper boxes. You have one job in this estate, and yet you somehow... What? What is that tired look? Am I boring you? Why are you talking like a drunken buffoon? Are you mocking me? No. No. You continue to say no, and yet that flushed expression tells me something is amiss. So what is it? What is going on with you? Hey, careful! Gotcha. Oh, you fool! Have you lost all... Wait. Hey, open your eyes. Are you okay? Hey! Ugh, you fool. Coming to work with such a high fever. Are you trying to work yourself to death? Your contract doesn't cover death by illness. Ah, you're awake. Relax. Do not move. You're in my bedroom and in my bed. Do you remember what happened to you? You came to work practically on death's door with a fever of 102. You fainted shortly after walking into my office. Did you honestly drive here in your state? You monkey-brained fool! Are you out of your mind? You could have killed yourself! Or hurt somebody else! Need I remind you that you are of no use to anyone, least of all me, if you're dead? You should have just called in and said you were sick. There's no need to put it lightly. I am demanding. But I will never allow you to say I'm unreasonable. Any job that forces employees to come whilst sick at the threat of being fired deserves to be sued until not even a plot of land is left for them to still claim. Now, are you able to sit up? Good. Let me help you. I don't think I asked for your permission to help you. Are you arguing with me? I didn't think so. Now sit up. Put this under your tongue. Do it. All right. Your fever is still high. Here, some medicine and tea to wash it down. You like honey, lemon, and ginger in your tea, correct? Of course I know how you like your tea. I pay attention to my employees' preferences in both work, accommodations, and dietary habits. Medicine. Tea. Now. The bitter, the better. That's why you have the tea. Did I make it properly? Do not lie to me. You like more leaven. I shall make note for next time. Of course there will be a next time. With such a high fever, you will be bedridden for a time. As such, you will be sleeping in my bed where I will be able to keep a close eye on you. I shouldn't. Are you honestly telling me what to do? Who do you think you are? I am human. If I get sick, I take it as a sign from my body that it is time that I rest and put all of my burdens behind me for a spell. I suggest you take the same hint. Ugh, you stupid fool. There is nothing to be ashamed of. You're far from the first foolish buffoon with an astounding work ethic to work until their health took a turn for the worst. Though you are the first one to faint. You're actually pretty light for someone your size. Are you eating properly? That simply will not do. A healthy mind and a healthy body are the key to being successful. Understood? That is enough. I will not have you self-deprecate. You are far from the worst under my employ. In fact, you are the most dependable and efficient. You are never late. You propose policies that increase efficiency as well as morale for my company. And you know how to handle those morons who come to my door with pamphlets. You accompany me to meetings and make detailed notes of the pros and cons of what is suggested. You keep the rest of the staff in my estate in line and organize their workload so they aren't chickens without heads. You are invaluable to me. And I have never once represented otherwise. As such, I have a requirement from all my employees that they must meet. This requirement is very much outlined in your contract. Take your job as seriously as you take your health. That means if you are not feeling well, then you take the time needed to recover. You can apologize by getting better. Tell me, are you able to eat? Good. I had some chicken soup prepared. Now, say ah. That blush is really cute, but I am serious. I would like you to open that cute mouth and say ah. Such a good little fool. How does it taste? I'm glad. Here, another bite, please. Very good. It's important to eat slowly. You wouldn't want to overwhelm your body so soon. So, your schedule until a week from today, which will be next Monday, is to rest and recuperate. Of course, it will be paid sick time. All of my meetings, appearances, scheduled walkthroughs with investors, and all other annoying company owner crap I do not bother to remember are scheduled and marked down to the last second. Your other work around the estate has been delegated between the other attendants. Therefore, until next Monday, you are not to leave this bed. You are to rest and get better. And, perhaps, if you are feeling up to it, you will go visit your family this weekend. It is your mother's birthday, is it not? You shouldn't miss it. Give this to her from me when you see her. What is it? Isn't it obvious? These are all expense paid tickets to a spa. This does include meals. You will also see a cash bonus. I will not hear more refusals from you. This gift is to put you and your family at ease. It is the least I can do for my favorite. Why, my favorite everything. Now, finish up your soup and rest. I want you to get better by Monday. I can't be expected to attend a fancy dinner without the perfect date after all. But of course, Tuesday night there is to be a gala, and I would like you to be on my arm for the night. Do you object? I did not think so. Get well soon, my foolish love.